Zindzi Mandela, the youngest daughter of Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela and Winnie Madikizela Mandela, died on Monday morning in Johannesburg. The Nelson Mandela Foundation expressed shock at the news of her untimely death. The statement also noted that her death came on the anniversary of another tragic moment when Madiba's son, Thembekile, died in a car accident in 1969, exactly 51 years ago. The Nelson Mandela Foundation chief executive, Sello Hatang, said the following.
On behalf of staff and trustees of the Nelson Mandela Foundation, we'd like to pass our deepest condolences to the family and friends of Sis Zindzi Mandela. She was no ordinary person. We loved her dearly. This kind of extraordinariness is also marked by Madiba's words in his archive, where he notes in one of the letters in 1969, where he says, "I hear that your heart is sore because I'm not at home, and you want to know when I will be back." In another note, Madiba notes that he heard from an acquaintance that she was as strong as a rock. And he went on to say, that is just the kind of remark a father would like to hear about his beloved child. I literally swelled with pride and satisfaction. That remark reached me at the right time, shortly after you had just gone through a rather harrowing experience. And he ended the letter, tons and tons of love, darling, and a million kisses. Your loss is our loss as the Nelson Mandela Foundation, but for the nation. And we send our deepest condolences to all who feel this loss. We are paralyzed by the loss. Our hearts are broken, but we will continue to build a country of your dreams. A country that's more equal, a country that cares about the most vulnerable, those who suffer gender-based violence and racism daily. We will continue to fight your fight.
As her untimely death sparked widespread shockwaves, many echoed on her legacy, resilience, fearlessness, bravery, and courage. She is survived by her 4 children and her husband. Reporting for Multimedia Live, Modiegi Mashamaite.